This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 7. Afraid to ask. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 9. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant, and were afraid to ask him about it. Maybe you've heard the saying, "There's no such thing as a dumb question." We've all had times when we wanted to ask something but didn't have the courage to ask. In school, for example, there were many times when I wanted to ask a question in class but simply didn't have the courage to ask. Maybe I thought it wasn't a good question. Maybe I was afraid of the answer. Or maybe I thought that instead of a straight answer, I'd get a question in return that would prove my lack of knowledge. Jesus had now told his disciples twice that he would die and be raised again from the dead. Can you imagine the questions they must have had about that? But they were afraid to ask. Maybe they were afraid because they thought they should understand this already. Or maybe they were afraid because they didn't want Jesus to ask them any follow-up questions. Or maybe they were afraid to ask because they weren't sure they wanted to know the answers. We all have questions that we want to ask God, but are afraid to ask. Yet, we don't need to be afraid to ask God anything. In fact, he wants us to bring our questions, doubts, and fears to him. What questions are you afraid to ask? Take some time to bring those to God today. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, help us to overcome our fears and bring our questions, concerns, doubts, and worries to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.